Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Winding down another week, but the week's not over quite yet. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yeah! I got ahead of myself yesterday. I was so excited for it because it's new.
And I know. Now we need a sound effect for Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Well, you know, use this. Thrash them. But yeah, we'll work on something.
We'll figure out something cool. Our sound department will figure out something cool.
They're working hard at it right now.
What we pay them, they had better.
That's right. Get their pay cut and then we won't have a sound department. So can't do that. So All right. Well, there's a lot going on today. You know, Hezbollah leader Nasrallah is supposed to be giving this huge speech tomorrow. And the way Iran has been shuffling all kinds of arms, rockets, artillery, arms, and personnel into that area, we're expecting that they're going to declare war. And it's going to be on full time.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
So, like I said, the week's not over yet, and they've been saying, you know, get ready for November 3rd, Friday, November 3rd, and
this is a global pronouncement, really.
Yes.
And so, boy, just beware, because we don't know necessarily what that means in the United States yet. And so I suspect we're going to find out. And so, especially with the Hamas official Ghazi Hamad saying that they will repeat the October 7-like attacks until Israel is annihilated.
This spirit that is really circling the globe right now, we're seeing it everywhere. At the street level, where they're physically assaulting people with Israeli flags or people they suspect are Jewish, all the way up to the nation state level, where you know, Yemen has declared war. And get this, others are talking about it. Algeria, the Algerian parliament gave President Tebboune the authority to go to war with Israel with 100% positive vote.
Wow.
100% of the Algerian parliament voted to go to war with Israel.
How bizarre is that?
I don't know. That they just made themselves a legitimate target then in this.
Right. Well, and as if that's not bad enough, this is clearly a polarizing event worldwide.
Yes.
And so, like you and I were discussing, this is fantastic to be able to see where people actually stand for real.
Right.
You know, like Netherlands, for example. Thousands rally in The Hague against the Israeli offensive in Gaza. Now, is that supported by Netherlands or just the Muslims that have invaded their nation? It's hard to say.
Right.
But you can tell if they're actually, you know, whose side they're for when they actually send aid to Gaza or they send aid to Israel.
Yes.
And so we're kind of, you know, keeping track of who's helping Israel and who is not.
Right. Now, if you're not up on your geography, Algeria is just west of Libya. Libya is one of the countries listed in the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war as one of the surrounding Arab nations that will come against Israel and will be wiped out supernaturally.
Wow.
God's going to intervene. So,
well, they don't want to miss their appointment.
No, and they're going to arrange the meeting. God's arranging the meeting, and Israel is going to just be standing there looking good and watching God supernaturally take care of business for them.
That's right. And also, I suspect that we'll still be here to see Damascus turned into glass, more or less. It doesn't say turned into glass, but they're going to be completely obliterated.
It's going to be uninhabitable forever.
Yep.
It will no longer be a city, is what the prophecy says. So, and that's where a lot of this, now this Assad, you know, the Syrian president, is helping to facilitate this whole Hezbollah meeting, and there's no way this could be happening without their knowledge much less permission at the very least, but if not even direct assistance with the helping of the logistics that they're moving into that area, the military
buildup. That's right. That's right. Well, so, and what's interesting is some Christians are unfortunately thinking that this is just about the time when Jesus returns, as in the second coming, and that is not the case. This war that is about ready to go full blast would be the Ezekiel 38 war,
right?
And not Armageddon.
We are at least 7 years off from Christ's
return. Right, because
return.
they have not even established the peace agreement between the two in
between
Israel.
The Antichrist and Israel,
yeah.
Right?
And that has not even been established yet. And so the 7 years doesn't even start ticking until that peace agreement actually takes place.
Right. Right.
And so this is, we're just approaching and just now getting into the Ezekiel 38 war.
Yeah. And the, so I want to say Psalm 37 or Psalm 38, Psalm 84. I got to go look it up again.
Yeah, we've got there's so many notes.
Well, things are coming to a head right now. And also these leaders of these terrorist organizations are calling for all of their jihadis worldwide to begin carrying out attacks. So
see what's interesting too is we also know that this is not going to be Armageddon, because the 200 million man army has to be China as they come across the dried up Euphrates River.
Right.
And so that doesn't happen till the very end. And that is most definitely, going to be the Chinese, and watching the Chinese hang back in the shadows while puppeteering different leaders through the Belt and Roads Initiative,
right,
basically telling them to, you know, go spend all their resources and you know, take Israel down, just like they've already taken them off the maps. They're having all of their allies exhaust their resources, and that's before they even decide to bring their 200 million man army from China.
Yeah.
So that has not even, that's not even close to happening yet.
And we say that because they're the only nation in the world right now that could field a 200 million man army.
Right.
You know, and we're talking, you know, billions of people there. So, you know, and then of course India also has billions, but China's already aligning themselves with this axis.
Right.
You know, Russia, Hamas,
wiping Israel off of all of the Chinese maps. You know, that is unmistakably describing intent. That's clearly where their plans in at least the next 7.5 years is going to be.
Right? It's funny as they say that the reason why they're doing it is to avoid escalating the conflict.
Right.
Really?
Right, because they're shoving all their allies in there to make it look like it's not them, it's everybody else.
Well, sadly, we're also seeing that this is causing a polarization among believers. Christians.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There are some Christians that are very anti-Israel, very anti-Jew. They're not pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian, but they're anti-Israel. And, you know, so when you guys see this propaganda out there, guard yourselves, guard your minds, stand by Israel. Israel belongs to God.
Yep.
God, they are not perfect. And God even mentions that in his word. The Israelis have all kinds of issues, but that's okay. They're his people. Israel is his.
Right. And the bottom line for every single Christian out there is the fact that God says in Genesis 12:3, I will bless those who bless thee and curse those who curse thee. And more or less that the nation of Israel will bless everybody in the whole earth.
Well,
everybody on earth will be blessed through Israel.
And they were with Christ.
Jesus.
Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely.
And so that's the bottom line. God says he will bless you if you bless Israel. He will curse you if you curse Israel.
Yep.
Don't make the mistake of cursing Israel.
Don't be on the wrong side of this.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the word of the day. Looking forward to that as well as usual.
Yep.
What do we got today?
Okay, so the word of the day for Fired Up Friday comes to us from Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 9 and 23 and 24. And it reads, "Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughters of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place for travelers, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men, and like their bow, they have bent their tongues for lies. They are not valiant for the truth on the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, says the Lord. Everyone take heed to his neighbor, and do not trust any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanderers. Everyone will deceive his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your dwelling place is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and try them, for how shall I deal with a daughter of my people? Their tongue is an arrow shot out. It speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart he lies in wait. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this?" And then verses 23 and 24, later in that chapter, say, "Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord."
Awesome.
Yep, that's super cool.
Yeah, that's one you could just lean on right there.
Yep.
Kind of breaking away from the pattern of going into the genealogy that we were seeing there for a few days.
But. And yet explaining why he does what he does with Israel.
Yes.
You know, it's very clear that in verse 13, he says, "Because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, nor walked according to it, but have walked according to the dictates of their own hearts, and after the Baals, which their fathers taught them." And so every single time this happens with anybody that is claiming to be gods, right? You know, if he's looking at the heart saying, are they following my law? Are they walking in my ways?
Right.
And when they're not, he has to be just, and he has to, he's long suffering. He gives them many, many chances to repent and come back to him.
Right.
That invitation is always open to every single one of us.
Exactly.
That no matter how badly you get off track, he's long suffering. But if finally it's been so long and he's given you so many chances to come back to him and you still refuse to obey his law or walk in his ways, finally he gives up and says, okay, well, now it's time to bring in the punishment.
Yes.
And you're going to have to be spanked for this one. So,
that's right.
So that's what that's all about. And that's what the repeat is that we've described over and over that exists all throughout the Bible.
Right.
And so you know, that's the bottom line. In the very end, when we approach eternity to be with him, have we followed his law? Have we walked in his ways? Do we love God and love the brother?
And that's what he's going to be looking for. Yep. That's what he's looking for now. He's scanning the earth. He's scanning our hearts right now.
That's right.
And that's very much involved with what I believe, what he's saying. You know, make sure that you are worthy of being spared, you know, his judgment that's coming. And those are the kind of things that he's looking for, I believe, to determine whether or not you're worthy.
Right. And the way that he tests and defines love is obedience.
Yes.
Do you obey him? And it says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
That's right.
That is Jesus' own words. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.
Right.
And people say, well, yeah, but that just means love God and love your brother. And Jesus says, all of the law and all of the prophets hang on those two things.
That's right.
So you can't yeah. you can't discount the Ten Commandments and say that you are following loving God and loving the brother, because the definition of love is obedience. Obedience to what? All the whole outline that describes what love is for each.
Yes.
Yep.
Very good. Awesome. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah,
and
praise God.
Once again, that was Jeremiah.
Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 9, as well as 23 and 24.
All right, Patriots. Well, you put that right there, make a note of it, and study that, meditate on that. Give you something to go over for the weekend. And we'll go ahead and take a break here. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. Check them out at prepping2-0.com. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
One of their best tools for playing dirty. Dirty, mean, despicable, ruthless. Slander, blackmail, corruption of character, to stock and trade. They recognize no such things as human dignity or any rights of the individual. Class hatred and open class warfare are their specialty. If they can get a few people killed, well, so much the better. As some were killed in this communist-incited race riot. At this, they are not only dirty, but they are oh so shrewd. Give them credit. They know Americans better than most Americans know communists. They are shrewd with words. How many Americans would volunteer for the communist army? Yet, many enlisted when it was called the Abraham Lincoln Brigade and went off to fight and die with the communists in the Spanish Civil War. When, in 1943, for tactical reasons, the Communist Party eliminated the Young Communist League, it instantly became the American Youth for Democracy.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Well, everybody, welcome back to Fired Up Friday. Yeah! Yeah!
That's right, Crusader Christian Patriots. Welcome back to segment two of The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Yeah!
That's right.
Fired up. All right, there's a lot to be fired up about, and we've got several things lined up here. So, Lady Liberty.
Yep, that's right. We've got this clip here from President Trump, well, describing more of what the left hates, the fraudulent elections. Oh, how dare anybody ever bring up the fraud that they have perpetrated on this nation? Well, Trump will, and we'll just let you listen to what he has to say about it.
I thought only white supremacists thought there was voter fraud.
Oh,
terrorists,
right. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh,
the greatest
probably,
terror threat.
It's probably terrorists, racists, white supremacists, and anybody that goes to a school board meeting for their kids.
Right.
Right?
MAGA.
Yeah. Yep.
A fake trial is currently taking place to try and illegally remove my name from the ballot. I often say that 2024 will be the most important election in the history of our country. The reason for that and that statement is that our country is being destroyed by people who have no idea what they're doing, or even worse, they may very well have an idea. They may hate our country and they may want to see it destroyed. But it may also be the last election we ever have. If this election doesn't work, if this election is rigged and stolen, if bad things happen, our country will not survive. If Crooked Joe and the Democrats get away with removing my name from the ballot, then there will never be a free election in America again. We will have become a dictatorship where your president is chosen for you. You will no longer have a vote, or certainly won't have a meaningful vote. And you could say, frankly, that that has already begun. This truly is our final chance to save America. And with the 2024 election now less than 1 year away, this is your chance to take a stand against tyrants that support the one and only movement that can save our country and make America great again.
Yeah, that's dead on. He nailed it as usual. This, what the heck Colorado is thinking, even entertaining the thought of removing the president from the ballot for 2024 is well, that's another sign of the communist
yeah,
coup.
Yeah, it's defining who they are is what that is, because never in American history has that ever happened, nor has anybody ever even threatened to block a candidate from being on the ballot, you know, basically removing a person's choice, you know. And so, gosh, wow, that's pretty nuts. All right. And I mean, you couldn't ask for a better definition of a communist, just like you're saying.
Yes.
And so, you know, that is, there's nothing legal about anything that they're doing.
Right.
And I think the only thing that I would take a different side on than what Trump was describing was the fact that he says, if we don't win in this next election, there will never be another free election again. I'd have to say that's been their ruse. We have, Sidney Powell very, very clearly proved with all of the evidence lined up perfectly that we have not actually had a true vote since 2000, the year 2000,
right,
when they started using all of these manipulatable electronic voting machines.
Yep, and you add that in there to ballot harvesting, which, you know, just recently a mayoral race was overturned. The judge ordered because of ballot harvesting and ballot stuffing and all kinds of other shenanigans.
Praise God for that.
Yeah.
Praise
of course,
God.
You know, it's Democrats, so it doesn't matter. We'll have to, you know, pick another Democrat. But if this were, you know, two Republicans, I'm not convinced the decision would have been the same. You know, to first of all admit that there was voter fraud or election fraud,
yep,
and then to order it null and void and to call for a new election.
That's right.
You know, so there's
they like to skate the very fine line on both sides of the fence. You know, wherever it actually can be advantageous to them only.
Right.
You know, and so they're just like kids on a playground. It's just pathetic. It's over and over, sixth grade material.
Right.
You know,
making up the rules.
Make
as
the
they
rules
go.
As they go so that they're always the winner.
Right.
You know, that that is so childish, but it's epidemic.
Yes.
It's an epidemic mentality in that group of people. And so, good grief.
It is. It's very much a childish type of mentality.
Yep.
It is.
Well, and so we've got another clip here. This is just Josh Hawley week, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I have to say, I have so much respect for everything that he did with Mayorkas this week. And this clip was more of the same of his grilling of Mayorkas. And we didn't play this yesterday because this is its own category of jaw-dropping. And so listen now to what Hawley had to say to Mayorkas as well.
Are there HSI special agents who are currently at the border having been pulled away from other cases?
Combating the fight against fentanyl, yes.
How many agents are currently at the border having been pulled off of their other cases?
To fight the scourge of fentanyl, I'd be very pleased to provide you with that data.
That's not what the special agent is alleging. That's not what she said. She said that they're being taken off of fentanyl interdiction, off of child exploitation cases, off of their other investigations into criminals to make sandwiches. That's her quote. You're saying that this is a lie, that she's wrong?
Senator, we have a number of law enforcement priorities with the resources.
Is making sandwiches one of them?
We have, of course not, Senator. We accomplish a tremendous amount.
Is she wrong?
Because of the tremendous talent and dedication of our personnel, including a Homeland Security investigation.
Making sandwiches for illegal immigrants. Is she wrong? This is one of your agents. Is she wrong? She says that there are 600 at least special agents pulled off of other cases, sent down to the border to babysit.
Senator, our personnel, we use our personnel to achieve the maximum law enforcement objective possible.
Well, that is just so exceptional because, as you know, Speaker Johnson has been describing that he wants to cut funding for the federal agencies who have become especially thick and numerous with way too many employees. And so, you know, this 240,000 Department of Homeland Security staff, I mean, he could easily lay off all of those sandwich makers. They could easily go get a job at Subway or McDonald's with qualifications like that.
Yeah. Artisans, sandwich artisans, huh? That's a new Border Patrol. And, you know, he's saying we're using maximum effect for law enforcement. No, you're not. Otherwise, we wouldn't have record-breaking numbers of hundreds of thousands of people flooding our border.
Yeah, weekly.
But see, this guy is a trained, and he's Word had Smith. Training, and he's had experience in this, where he knows this senator has a limited amount of time, and all it is a game of running out the clock.
Yep.
And that's this guy is using this technique to run out the whole clock by talking all the way around the subject, never answering the questions.
Right.
And this is just, it's absolutely maddening to watch. And more needs to happen than just be calling these people despicable. Everybody knows they're despicable.
Yep.
So,
oh, yeah, they need to be charged. They need to be charged with their crimes, is what needs to happen.
Right.
And so we would love to see them get down to the nitty gritty and do what they're supposed to do. And these people need to be charged.
Yeah.
And so, as an update from Representative Johnson, says here that what we stand for are the core principles of America, the ideas that have guided our nation, which are individual freedom, limited government, the rule of law, peace through strength, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and human dignity.
Amen hear, hear. To that.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's about time we had leadership like that. I'm fired up about him, just in a good way.
I know. Fantastic.
All right, guys. You have a blessed weekend out there. You be safe. And boy, stay alert. And join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here for the Morning Commute.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.